This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special.
Hello?
Oh, thank God.
You've got to come down here. There's something going on.
This is the fourth time this week. I told you once, I'll tell you again. You've got to come down here. Finally, there he is. Lee, there you are. Thank God. It's happened again. Quick, over here. There it is, same as last time. My mother's coming over and it's gotta be fixed. But you're the expert. I sure can't fix a leak. After all I know is... it's dripping and dripping. I don't know why it's dripping. I've replaced the thing 10,000 fucking times. You should do this for me gratis and replace the apparatus and also check the status of the pipes.
The pipes!
Always these goddamn pipes. How many fucking times must they be fixed? The people right below me say their house is overflowing. Why are they confident in knowing it's my fault?
My fault. This is all my fault. I have to say I've done it once again. It really isn't flushing. He's gonna take a lot of plunging. Lee, say something so I know you understand.
Yeah, I understand. Great! Just so you know,
I emptied out my bowels and I wiped with paper towels, so it's smelling pretty foul. That's my man.
Lee, I'm wicked annoyed. When are you gonna fix these goddamn pipes? It's happened time and time again. What's the matter with it this time?
I don't know, Mrs. Thompson. Maybe it's the caulking. This whole tub needs recaulking. Definitely needs to be recaulked.
Well, I've never.
Did you take a shower in the last couple of hours?
Yes.
Then it's probably a caulk.
And just how do you plan on finding that out?
Well, Mrs. Thompson, we could just turn on the shower and sometime within the hour we could see if it's still leaking or it's stopped.
So you want me to take a shower while you just stand here and watch?
I don't give a fuck what you do, Mrs. Thompson. I just want to fix the leak.
Get out!
Oh, janitor, our depressed janitor. No one knows what's going through his head.
He's gloomy and moody, and sometimes very brutally seems as though he wishes all of us were dead!
Janitor, our sad sack janitor. He's morose, never verbose, and his job is pretty gross. He's our glowering, cowering, mood still souring, sack, sack janitor.
I've told you once, I've told you 1,000 times. You can't talk to the tenants that way, or I'm going to have to fire you. Oh, sorry, Lee.
No, it's all right.
You know, I didn't mean to say
no, it's okay, don't worry about it.
Fire.
Yeah, right, I know.
Yikes, talk about awkward. Lee, how about you take the rest of the day off, and you go into town, and you go to a bar, and you find some goober, and you punch him in the face. It'll make you feel better, all right?
All right.
All right, you take care.
Okay, bye.
Wow, now that is one sad sack janitor. seems the winters here in Quincy are getting colder than ever before. Oh! Hey, Lee. I didn't see you there. It's me, Angela, from 42B. How you doing today? That's nice. I'm doing good, too. Hey, Lee, I was just thinking. Would you like a warm cup of coffee to drink while you're out here shoveling the snow off the driveway in this storm? All right. If you change your mind, let me know. It's good to see you, Lee. You're a great janitor.
Hello, this is Lee. Oh, when did that happen? Well, how is he? Okay, No, don't do that. I'll come up right now in my car. Okay, thank you. Oh, brother. Looks like I'm going back to Manchester. Because my brother is dead. Ugh. Mr. Emery, it's Lee again. The janitor? I contacted Jose, who says he can cover for me till Friday night at least. And then Gene McCavity can take over till I get back. I'll be in Manchester at least a week or two. I'm driving there now in my car. I'll call again when I have more information. Goodbye. Oh, brother. I'd rather be in the morgue than in this traffic. Well, here we are. Home sweet home. Manchester, I'm coming home to Manchester. Everything's a little bit sadder when it's by the sea. I'm a broken Manchester. I don't want to go to Manchester. But now I'm here and I gotta identify my dead brother's body. Yeah, that's him.
Welcome to Manchester. Now you gotta be a Manchester. Cause you're gonna watch your loved ones fester when you bury them in Manchester. Everyone in Manchester knows everyone in Manchester. And you gotta understand, Chester, that life's just sadder by the sea.
Lee, it's me, Dr. Ferguson. I've just taken a look at your brother's will, and it looks like he's left you the house, the boat, and your nephew.
Beg your pardon?
That's right. Your brother has named you your nephew's new guardian.
No, there's gotta be some sort of mistake.
Manchester, looks like you're staying in Manchester. Cause your brother's dead now, Chester. And you gotta raise his kid now, Chester. And Chester, you can bet your life will be a little sadder by the sea.
Means it's halftime here at this high school hockey game. The score is Bedford High Hot Dogs for Manchester by the Seas 2. In other news, Patrick, your father is dead and John Lee is here to pick you up. He's a new guardian now. Take care.
Hey, Patrick. It's good to see you. It's been a long time.
Lee, what are you doing? I don't want to leave the hockey game. It's not even the second half yet. I was on fire out there. Oh. I'm sorry, Uncle Lee.
It's okay, Patrick.
I didn't mean to say.
It's okay.
You fire.
Right, yeah. Your dad just died.
All right, well, I guess we should get out of here and bury my father's body immediately.
Well, I don't know, Patrick. I don't think we can do that.
What do you mean? We gotta bury his body. He's dead. Why can't we bury his body?
The ground is frozen. We can't dig it.
Well, what are we gonna do with him until then, Uncle Lee? What are we gonna do with him until then?
They're gonna keep him in the freezer.
A what?
Patrick, don't worry. They're gonna lock your father's corpse in the freezer, and when the ground is good and ready, they're gonna stick his body inside of it. Forever.
That really freaks me out.
All right, well, don't worry, Patrick. I'm your fun uncle. Probably get some ice cream. Take your mind off.
Ice cream?
Oh, brother.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to lay to rest our dear friend and brother, Joe. Anyone who knew Joe knew he was a man of character, wit, splendor, and mercy who will be dearly missed by all who knew him. Oh Lord, please welcome Joe into your loving arms and protect him from the darkness that lurks in the underworld below.
Thank you all for coming. I'm not sure if there is a plan for after this, but I just want to say that my house is not open. It's not. All right. In Jesus, whom was manger born in Bethlehem, in the name of him I pray. Rest in peace.
Who goes there?
Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
Oh.
It has been 10 years since my last confession.
Lee? Lee, how the hell are you? I didn't know you were back in town. Man, I haven't seen you since the fire.
Hey, Father, please.
What is it that troubles you, my son?
Yeah, well, Father, it's just, ever since I've been back here in Manchester, I've been remembering a lot of stuff.
God, I can't even imagine. I mean, but the fire that, please reveal to me what troubles you so.
Well, it happened about 10 years ago, right here in Manchester. 10 years ago tonight. The kids were upstairs sleeping. My wife was laying in our bed. I was down in the basement getting shit-faced with my friends. Tommy brought some blow to poker and some wacky cigarettes. We were pinging and ponging and hitting a bong in our weekly sausage fest. Timmy started laughing. Bobby boffed all over the floor. Get out of my house, you pinheads, shrieked my wife from the basement door. Catch you later, goobers. Then they hit the road. I was still kind of tweaking, so I went out sneaking to the store, because there was no more beer in my abode. I was halfway there when I stopped, and then it hit me before I left. It was the screen replaced on the fireplace. Never mind. It's probably fine. Go and get your beer. Twenty minutes later, trudging through the snow, back to the warmth of the fire I go, with a fresh six-pack in tow. When I got home, something happened. I couldn't believe my friggin' eyes. My whole house was on fire, and my kids were still inside. They were all burnt up.
Kids, yes.
The sky glowed red and my kids were dead. It's all my fault. So you see, Father, I'm not ready to stay here in Manchester. It's too painful. That's it. I'm gonna have to go and put Patrick up for adoption. I don't have what it takes to be the man I need to be. I can't open my heart, because the last time I did, my heart got burned. I guess that's it, Father. I guess I'll never be able to forgive myself, no matter how hard I try.
Burnt up daughters, burnt up sons, my burnt up babies had nowhere to run.
Thank you.